Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Thomas Birtel from Vienna calling, and it is my pleasure today to make you acquainted with the figures of the STRABAG Group for the first half of the year 2021. I would like to start with page three of the presentation, which I trust is in front of you. We generated a 3% higher output volume of almost 7 billion euros in the first half of this year. This growth is primarily due to the nearly 20% increase in our home market of Austria, following the temporary suspension of construction activities in the wake of the coronavirus crisis in the same period of the previous year. Our order backlog reached again a new record level of 21.1 billion euros as at 30th June 2021, an increase of 9% over 30th June 2020. The backlog grew particularly in our home markets of Germany and Austria, thanks to numerous new projects in a wide range of sectors. We now come to slide number four. Our EBITDA, the earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, increased by 35% to 406.3 million euros in the first half of 2021 compared to the same period of the last year, while earnings before interest and taxes, EBIT, rose from 45 million euros to 140 million, which means that it more than tripled. This development is due to the performance of the International and Special divisions and the North and West segment. EBIT in the South and East segment, on the other hand, shifted from positive to negative. Let's now have a look at page number five. Our net interest income was less negative, with -3.4 million versus -13.5 million euros in the first 6 months of the previous year. This figure includes positive exchange rate differences of 1.4 million euros, as opposed to negative exchange rate differences in the same period of 2020. Income taxes amounted to -46 million euros, which corresponds to a tax rate of  33%. In the previous year, income taxes had amounted to -31 million. The net income this year reached 19.94 million euros, which means almost 90 million more than last year, where we just had 0.63 million euros. The earnings attributable to minority shareholders at 2.67 million euros changed very little in absolute terms. Overall, a net income after minorities of 88.27 million euros was achieved. In the same period of the previous year, this figure had been just barely in negative territory at -0.79 million euros. With 102,600,000 outstanding shares, this corresponds to earnings per share of 0.86, whilst it were -0.01 by the first half of last year. We now have a look at our balance sheet given on page number six. The balance sheet total decreased slightly by -3.8% from 12.1 billion euros at the end of 2020 to 11.7 billion euros, due mainly to the lower cash and cash equivalents resulting from the distribution of a, this time, strongly increased dividend. This was counteracted by the significant business-related increase in contract assets. Compared to the same period of the previous year, the equity ratio decreased from 31.7% to 30.1% at the end of 2020. It had amounted to 33.9%. Despite the distribution of the increased dividend totaling 707.94 million euros for 2020 from retained earnings, the equity ratio remained very strong. Our net cash position declined from 1.7 billion euros at the end of 2020 to 813.6 million. At the 30th of June 2020, it was 946.5 million euros. This was driven not only by the dividend effect, but also by the usual seasonal factors in the construction industry. We now come to slide number seven, having a look at the cash flow development. While the cash flow from operating activities was still positive in the same period of the previous year, it now registered in negative territory at -62.5 million euros, mainly due to a strong increase in receivables. As investments in intangible assets and in property, plant, and equipment were similar to those in the first six months of the previous year, the cash flow from investing activities also remained in a similar range, with -220 million versus -180 million last year. The cash flow from financing activities was strongly influenced by the increased dividend mentioned already above, especially since the dividend in the previous year had only been paid out in the fourth quarter. We now come to our three operational segments, and I'll start with page number eight, giving a picture of the biggest segment, which is North and West, comprising our construction activities in Germany, in Poland, in Scandinavia, and in the Benelux states. This segment recorded a 4% lower output volume of 3.4 billion euros in the first half of 2021. This development is due to a decline in the home market of Germany, which had been characterized by exceptionally brisk business activities in the previous year, and to a much lesser extent, to a weather-induced decrease in Poland this year. The EBIT of the segment grew by 29% to 105.2 million euros, primarily thanks to earnings improvements in the German building construction business. The order backlog of North and West as of 30th June 2021 increased by 12% to 10.5 billion euros, thanks largely to the situation in Germany. New orders registered in the first half of the year in the German building construction business cover a wide range of projects, from apartment buildings for developers, to industrial buildings, to new buildings for the public administration, for example, in Dresden and Saxony. In the country's transportation infrastructure segment, noteworthy orders including the widening of the A1 motorway in Lower Saxony being carried out under a joint venture arrangement. An increased order backlog was also recorded in Poland, where we commissioned to design and build a new section of the A2 motorway and the S12 bypass road for the city of Chełm, east of Lublin. Regarding the outlook for the segment, the high order backlog suggests that a slightly higher output can also be expected in the North and West segment in 2021. As a result of the COVID pandemic, some business segments in the German building construction sector, such as hotels, remain behind the trend. Overall, however, demand for construction services is up once more, enabling us to start the second half of the year with an even larger order backlog than at the same time last year, despite the price increases in the construction sector. The transportation infrastructure sector in Germany is still reporting restrained tendering activity on the part of the public sector. This reduced activity on the markets, however, which are characterized by an extremely high capacity utilization, provides an opportunity to us to work off the high order backlog and to be very selective in bidding for projects. Still, the shortage of materials must be taken into account, for example, with regard to plastics, wood, and structural steel. In Poland, the focus is on managing the enormous price increases for raw materials and building materials, where increases in the double-digit percentage range were observed for steel, fuels, asphalt, and plastics in the first six months of the current business year alone. Prices are expected to stabilize in the second half of the year, however. Public infrastructure programs have kept demand in transportation infrastructures high for several years, and the building construction business has also seen a very positive trend in output and earnings in the first half of the year in Poland. Meanwhile, forecasts indicate a continued decline in investments in shopping centers and office buildings developments on the one hand, with an upturn in production facilities, residential construction, public sector construction, for example, schools and hospitals, and in the energy sector on the other hand in Poland. Let's now have a look at the South and East segment, which is given on slide number nine. South and East comprises our construction activities in our core market, Austria, in Switzerland, and everything east of those countries in Europe. The output volume in the South and East segment rose by 10%, to 2.1 billion euros in the first half of this year, primarily due to the absence of any COVID-related suspension of construction activities, as had been the case in the Austrian home market the year before. The business trend in CEE countries was mixed. A noteworthy decline was registered in Hungary, resulting from the after effects of the pandemic and the realization of several projects in the previous year. The EBIT of the segment entered negative territory at -10.4 million euros compared with +44.3 million in the previous year, which puts it more or less at the usual level. In the same period of the previous year, there had been a positive special effect from the reversal of a provision. The order backlog of South and East amounted to 5.4 billion euros, 13% higher than on 3rd of June 2020. This development can be attributed in particular to the record volume in Austria, thanks to large orders in building construction, especially residential construction, and in civil engineering, as well as stable, albeit regionally varied, order intake in transportation infrastructures. Hungary also made up considerable ground. The order books in Hungary benefited especially from the contract awarded to a consortium involving STRABAG for the construction of a 20-kilometer section of the M6 motorway between Bully and Imbandada in the first half of 2021. Regarding the outlook for the South and East segment, the trend in the output volume shown in the first half of the year is expected to continue in 2021 as a whole. After the COVID-related restrictions, especially in March of the previous year, the output volume in Austria is expected to be significantly higher, reaching levels comparable to the record year of 2019. Uncertainties exist, however, for the second half of the year due to the strong increase in raw materials prices, for example, for wood, construction steel, and insulation materials, and the associated price volatilities. From today's perspective, however, no supply bottlenecks are expected that could cause delays in project execution. In Austria as well, we have concluded a settlement with the cartel authorities, and as you know, the cartel authorities have declared to ask a fine of a little more than 45 million euros from STRABAG, an amount which is covered by provisions being made in the years before. This case, however, is still pending before the cartel court of Vienna. The construction sector in Hungary exhibited a slight downward trend in the first half of 2021. At the same time, significant higher than expected price increases for raw materials, building materials, and labor costs had to be accepted here as well, and this must be taken into account when bidding for the numerous public tenders in the second half of the year. In road and railway construction in the Czech Republic, projects are being continuously put out to tender at a now realistic price level. We see us in a very good position in the building construction sector here as well, despite the fact that the bidding processes are becoming increasingly protracted. The development in Slovakia is cause for some concern. The few projects in public transportation infrastructures tend to be small, highly competitive, and accordingly, priced too low. STRABAG is therefore primarily interested in cooperating with private investors, for example, in the construction of production and logistics halls. Here too, the lack of materials is a burden that could lead to delays in the completion of construction projects. As a result, and because of the uncertainties regarding the COVID measures, there is a trend among private clients to move the start of projects back in time. Now we have a look at our third and most volatile segment, International and Special Divisions. The picture is given on slide number 10. The International and Special Divisions comprises our non-European construction activities, our project development in infrastructures and in buildings, our raw materials business, our tunneling business on a worldwide basis, and our facility management business. This segment generated a 15% higher output volume of 1.4 billion euros in the first half of 2021. This was mainly due to the continuous execution of large orders in the international business, above all in Chile, the United Kingdom, and the Middle East, albeit at a still limited level due to the COVID safety measures in place in some countries. The EBIT turned into positive territory from -73.4 million last year to +58.3 million euros this year. The negative impact of the COVID pandemic, especially in the international business, decreased. Efficiency improvements in the property and facility services business provided further support, and the real estate development business delivered stable earnings at a high level. The order backlog, as at 30th June 2021, decreased slightly to 5.2 billion euros, a drop of 2% with regard to the comparison date of the previous year. Growth in Austria and the Americas, which was driven by new orders for the extension of the U2 metro line in Vienna and Line 2 in Toronto, was offset by decreases in the United Kingdom and Germany. Regarding the outlook for the international and special division segment, the output volume for the full year 2021 is expected to be higher than in the previous year. This development is being driven by nearly all entities, first and foremost by the internationally active tunneling business. So far, it has been possible to keep the adverse effects of the COVID pandemic in 2021, as well as the cost increases for construction materials, in check through contractual management agreements. Several mega projects are currently being carried out in the international business, for example, in Chile and the UK. In general, the COVID-related investment backlog in infrastructure projects is beginning to clear, as in many countries, the public sector is funding such projects in order to stimulate the economy. The future is also looking quite friendly for property and facility services, where ongoing efficiency measures are having a positive impact, and the renewed COVID lockdowns in the first half of 2021 led to only minor declines in output. Earnings are therefore expected to improve sustainably in all of these business areas. From today's perspective, the impact of the COVID pandemic on infrastructure development also appears to be manageable. The construction delays here have remained within acceptable limits, and the business field can be described as stable overall. The real estate development business in particular is benefiting from unbroken high demand in the residential segment. The outlook for 2021 as a whole is therefore quite friendly here as well, even if the continuing price increase in property material and subcontractor services require careful management. Simultaneously with these issues concerning the day-to-day business, work is underway on strategic innovation, sustainability and digitalization projects, for example, in the areas of mobility, generative design, low-tech buildings, and CO2 optimization. The construction materials business also showed a satisfactory trend overall again. Overall, the country-by-country statistics show a very consistent picture in the main markets of Central and Eastern Europe of the segment. In the countries of Southern Europe and the Balkans, an upward trend is evident compared to the first half of 2020. The further development in the autumn is likely to proceed according to plan. We now come to the group's outlook. A summary is given on slide number 11. We had entered the year 2021 with caution, and our forecast had been correspondingly also cautious. The order backlog in the first quarter, which for the first time exceeded the 20 billion mark, quickly showed that business in the financial year would be brisk. And the situation after 6 months confirmed this development with an order backlog of more than 21 billion euros, a new all-time high. For this reason, we now expect to achieve an output volume in the 2021 financial year that is above the previous year's level, which means above 15.4 billion euros. Previously, we had only projected a slightly higher output. The EBIT margin should be close to the target of 4% set for 2022. Our net capital expenditures, which means the cash flow from investing activities, should not exceed 450 million euros. These good prospects in our day-to-day business allow us to resolutely invest human and financial resources in projects within the framework of our midterm strategic program Faster Together 2022. Among other things, in the further digitalization and automation of construction and construction-related services, or in the implementation of our sustainability strategy. Against the backdrop of more frequent and increasingly severe climate change-related natural events, for instance, wildfires, heat, floods, storms, and the demands placed on us by our customers and employees, we adopted a sustainability strategy in the first half of this year. It was integrated into the existing long-term group strategy and individually aligned to each of the business units. Having set the target of climate neutrality along the entire value chain by 2040, we recognize our responsibility as one of Europe's leading technology companies for construction services. In the design and build phases of our construction projects, we place a particular focus on environmentally compatible and sustainable construction methods and on the efficient use of resources and their recyclability in order to limit as much as possible any negative impact on the environment. The STRABAG sustainability strategy is founded on three pillars, which are economy, environment, and social, with a special focus on activities in the four major fields of action: CO2 emissions, materials and waste, supply chain, and construction life cycle. As the driving force behind the necessary transformation, technology is a required tool for leveraging the potential in all the quoted three pillars, as well as a key topic in the corporate strategy program Faster Together 2022. Another important step in the first half of this year was the definition of the digital strategy and the systematic initiation, pursuit, and evaluation of digital transformation projects by the Central Division STRABAG Innovation and Digitalization, SID, which was established in January 2020. As part of the ongoing digitalization initiatives, SID is also focusing on topics such as robotics and automation to continuously enhance productivity and reduce CO2 emissions. In the course of the digital transformation, the division is also always on the lookout for startups that complement STRABAG's core business in relevant markets or transform it in a future-oriented way. To this end, it operates a scouting function to adopt new technical solutions within the shortest possible period of time. But let me also talk about some of the key risks in construction. Within our comprehensive risk management system, the potential impact of climate change on the company is analyzed and identified risks, including material damage to buildings, installations and equipment, as well as the health and safety conditions for employees, are monitored. At the same time, on the back of the enormous price increases for raw materials during the first half of 2021, notably for cement, timber, and plastics, management assesses the financial impact on a regular basis and tries to mitigate this risk through decentralized supply chains, long-term procurement, its own production of building materials, and a proactive pricing policy. Furthermore, we see data as a strategic resource. We are fully aware of the risk of cyber attacks, unauthorized data access and data leaks, regulatory intervention, and not least the environmental impact of large IT and server capacities. STRABAG has therefore successfully recertified its company-wide information security management system in accordance with ISO EIC 27001 standard. During the first half of 2021, regular awareness raising activities were carried out throughout the group to enhance digital skills and establish a security-focused data culture. Ladies and gentlemen, this was, in short, our presentation of the first half year's figures 2021 of the STRABAG Group. And as usual, I'm now happy and glad to answer your eventual questions. Thank you very much for your attention.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making a selection. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. One moment for the first question, please. The first question is from the line of Markus Remis from RBI. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Dr. Birtel. Congrats on the results. First question relates to your guidance, specifically asking about the output guidance. I mean, when you now say you expect growth as opposed to slight growth previously, should that be interpreted as more of a mid-single-digit increase, or what's kind of the magnitude we should?
That is the reason behind. You are right, of course, Mr. Remis. It's a gradual, let's say, modification of our guidance. But your assumption is the correct one.
Okay, thank you. Then coming on the topic of cost inflation, I mean, if I understood correctly, there is a stabilization which you observe currently. Is that the correct interpretation? And is that true across the board, or are there some markets or raw materials which kind of continue to go up?
Yeah, of course, one has to make a differentiation between the various kinds of raw materials and the various resources which we have, and also between several markets. We have only rather few raw materials which have a long way to our markets. It's a typical factor that raw materials in construction are sourced locally for the simple fact that the vast majority is very heavy and very cheap. But of course, there are some examples for raw materials which we urgently need, which come from far away. Probably the most prominent example is bitumen for the asphalt production. And also plastics, which are a raw material for many products, for instance, tubes, which we have to use in our construction projects, might be sourced from abroad. And I see that especially raw materials which have a sourcing from let's say, markets abroad, are more difficult than the raw materials which we produce ourselves or which we source locally. But you could make a more or less general statement in saying that the volume problems, the quantities being delivered, that these problems get easier in the second half, whilst the high price level remains more or less in place, also due to the fact that we see an unbroken strong demand in most of our markets. So quantity problems going down and normalizing, high price levels, let's say, being stabilized.
Okay, all right. So how should we think then into 2022? You basically confirmed the 4% margin target. I guess it's fair to say that output-wise, you should be largely covered. So anything that stands against this 4% margin target from a cost inflation perspective, or do the contracts which you will be working on already reflect higher cost level?
I would say the longer the cost inflation remains, the better it is possible to cope with that, because the problem always arises once you get surprised by such development, and the longer the tendency remains in place, of course, the better you are in a position to take that into consideration, for instance, in bidding for projects. and hence I and given the strong demand which we also see for the not too distant future in our most important markets, I believe we also see a possibility to ask for respective prices for our projects. The problem would be there if the demand would be going down and the prices would remain at the level, the supply prices would remain at the current level, then of course that would be a sort of pressure on us. But given the fact that this is not a foreseeable tendency, I'm quite positive for the not too distant future.
All right, very clear. Final question. I guess it varies from market to market, project to project, but is there a general statement you can make about the price discipline in the market? Is it fair to say that given that there's so much volumes to be tendered, that most contractors can fill their capacity, so there's no need for extra stupid pricing?
In theory, you would be right, Mr. Remy. In practice, I'm sorry to say that unreasonable behavior is quite familiar in our industry. I'm sorry to say that. We have seen that, for instance, in all the cases where, due to problems on the municipal level, for instance, in Germany or in Austria due to the pandemic, the number of tenders was going down. We immediately saw an unreasonable pricing competition among the local players. So this is really in theory it should be like you characterized it, but in practice, I'm sorry, it tends to be difficult on the local level.
Okay, very clear. Thank you.
Sorry for that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Remis.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone. One moment for the next question, please. The next question is from the line of Michael Marschallinger from Erste Group. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my questions. Congratulations on the really strong operating results. As a clarification to understand, the EBIT group margin in the first half year of 2.1 is rather strong. Also, when I look back, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is the best half year result of Strabag. So my question, given the strong results, isn't the guidance increase to 4% too conservative? And second question, also what we already discussed, is the main reason you remain cautious these high price levels for raw materials?
Thank you, Mr. Marshalling, for pointing out that indeed we have seen the strongest EBIT in the first half year ever in history. That's true. On the other hand, there is also a truth which in my eyes remains valid in 2021, saying that you can't judge upon a fiscal year for a construction industry unless the second half is also over, especially the last quarter. And this is not only due to the unpredictable price developments of products, but also due to the fact that we till today remain strongly depending on, for instance, weather conditions. And this year the weather wasn't as good as it was last year, for instance, already in the first months. And given the current development of the summer, I do not dare to predict how the winter will develop this year. So that is also a certain uncertainty which you have to take into consideration once you make a prediction for a construction year. And this is also, of course, considered within our guidance for the full year.
Okay, understood. And just maybe one last question for clarification. The already mentioned construction cartel case, so the 43 million is fully provisioned. and you expect nothing more in the second half.
That is true. However, there remains an open point in relation to that cartel case, because there is also, of course, an aspect of indemnification of the customers, which is not only a point for us, but for each and every company being linked to that case. But we believe that this will be a very long-lasting and very complicated process, given the high number of projects being considered and the rather low size of a single project, given the high number of customers involved and also the high number of companies on the construction side involved. So this will not be something for 1 year or for 2 years. This will be a process which will last a very long time and will be very complicated for each and every participant.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Marschallinger.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone. There are no more questions at this time. I hand back to Thomas Berthe for closing comments. Please go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your interest in STRABAG's development in the first half of 2021. I'm looking forward to talk to you again once we have to report news for the full year. Thank you very much and take care. Bye-bye.